Brilliance Audio presents True Heart's Desire by Caroline Fife, performed by Scott Merriman. Chapter 1. San Francisco, California, February 1881.
One ticket to Eden, Colorado?
The grizzled ticket agent scratched his oily hair with a trembling hand.
One way round trip, young man.
Rattle-Laughlin heaved a deep sigh. He hardly felt young, but compared with the slow-moving old-timer, one might call him that.
One way.
A line had formed behind Rhett. When a baby shrieked in his ear, he glanced over his shoulder to see a red-faced boy in the arms of threadbare parents. The woman gave an apologetic smile. Rhett reached into his pocket and pulled out a small wooden ship. He placed the toy into the tiny hand of the child, who looked to be about 1 year old.
"This might help,"
he said, nodding to the baby's mother. His gaze lingered on the old toy that had been his brother's when they were boys.
"We couldn't,"
she demurred.
"Sure you can. See, he's already quieted."
With a small smile, he turned back as a welcome silence settled over his agitated shoulders. The ticket agent was waiting.
"Cantal Pacific Union will take you into southern Wyoming territory where you'll have to take a stage south if you don't want to buy a horse."
By the man's tone, he'd said those words a million times. As if to punctuate his sentence, he rolled his lips over his teeth and then spit behind the counter. Into a spittoon, Rhett hoped. Lifting his arm, the agent wiped a wrinkled sleeve across his mouth. Uncertainty tried to muddle Rhett's resolve, tried to jumble his thoughts.
"No, I've finally made a decision."
He shoved forward the fare, the folded newspaper clasped beneath his arm, feeling heavy. Not in weight, but for the part the paper played in his decision to leave San Francisco and his father. The old-timer slowly counted Rhett's cash, arranging the money properly in his drawer, unmindful of everyone waiting. He pushed back a large ticket printed in red ink.
"Don't be late. Train runs on time. She'll pull out, not caring if you're on or off."
The deed done, Rhett left the cramped office and strode down the busy San Francisco street, the view of the bay easing his spirits. He'd missed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?